This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Well, this is the section where my wife is buried. She was buried in that first plot over there by the post.
Yes.
She's the first person ever buried in the Green Barrel section of St. Stephen, and the first person buried in the winter since Pioneer Days. So, and we didn't plan it that way, obviously. It just, the irony of the circumstances just, the cards got played that way.
The two most important people in Terry Moore's life are both buried in St. Stephen's Cemetery in Algonquin Highlands. His son Kyle has been in a conventional plot for a number of years, while his wife Shirley is the first person to be buried in the cemetery's new green burial site. It's a bittersweet feeling. The realization of a dream he shared with his wife to create this site, paired with a profound loss of both of his loved ones.
It absolutely means a lot to me. After Kyle died, which was in 2019, we were looking for ways to honor his memory. And what better way to honor his memory than to change death to green death, or be part of a process of greening death? He didn't get the chance to be buried in a green burial section, but we wanted to make sure that nobody else had to face that kind of Hobson's choice in the future, to be embalmed. Embalming it was the last thing that we ever wanted to do to Kyle.
Since their son Kyle was interested in the natural cycle of life and death, as well as preserving the environment, the Moores were inspired to begin the long process of bringing green burials to Haliburton County. They then formed the Haliburton Highlands Green Burial Society. It took 7 years. But now Algonquin Highlands is home to the first green burial site in the region. A green burial, or natural burial, is an eco-friendly approach to death care that allows a body to decompose naturally and return to the earth. It eliminates the use of embalming chemicals, concrete vaults, and non-biodegradable caskets, instead utilizing sustainable materials to minimize the environmental impact. Moore recently invited Canoe FM to visit the cemetery where his wife was the first person to be buried in the green burial site.
The green burial movement sort of looks at end-of-life practices in two sort of categories. On the one hand, you can either waste your body or you can treat it as a nutrient. Okay, so wasting your body, the ultimate waste of your body, it seems to me, would be cremation. So what you're doing is spending a lot of energy to incinerate your body at a very, very high temperature and pump your remains largely into the atmosphere to contribute to a breakdown of our climate system. That's the predominant disposition that we have right now. Even the word disposition, it's got its root as disposal, right? So it's the ultimate wasting. You pump your body, over 500 pounds of carbon dioxide for every body that's incinerated. And there's 330,000 of us die every year in Canada. That's a lot of CO2. In fact, that CO2 is more than the entire CO2 produced by 8 countries that are covered under the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, just from cremation in this country. So it's not an insignificant amount of carbon. And then we produce highly alkaline cremains afterwards, the so-called ashes, are so alkaline that when they touch anything, they'll kill it. It's toxic to anything it touches, unless and until it's been mixed with a whole bunch of other soil or a kind of a mixture of compostable materials that actually lowers its alkalinity down to the point where it's not going to kill things that it touches. So that's waste. To me, on the other hand, the human body is an incredible storehouse of nutrients that we can use to continue the endless cycle of death, giving birth to new life. So it's like using your body, for the nutrients that it is, and so a green burial cemetery is treating the body as best we can as a nutrient to continue that endless cycle, not as waste. Literally giving back, yes, and literally being part of, the restoring of the natural systems that keep the biosphere functioning and support all life on the planet. So to me, it's like there's a stark choice on the one hand between cremation and green burial. And green burial is about removing all the barriers, as many as you possibly can, between the body and the soil, so as to encourage as quick as possible decomposition and reabsorption of the body into the larger natural systems. And so stuck in between is conventional burial in some sense. Conventional burial often involves very, very energy intensive practices, from the monuments and the foundations they sit on, which are highly carbon intensive processes to produce them, to to what's underneath the ground, which, often contain highly finished caskets that are not easily biodegradable, take a long time to biodegrade because they're finished. And then often in conventional cemeteries, you'll also find concrete vaults into which the casket is placed. So either concrete, fiberglass, or metal vaults, creating another barrier, between the human body and the soil.
With more Ontario cemeteries offering green burial options, the practice is surging in popularity. Whether as an environmentally prudent choice or to avoid the rising cost of traditional burial or cremation, an estimated 61% are now interested in green burials. At present, the province is home to more than a dozen cemeteries that offer either entirely green options or a hybrid of conventional and green burial options. Moore says he's proud of the work he and his wife did to make green burials possible at St. Stephen's Cemetery, but it's a bittersweet milestone.
It does hurt, but it also, that hurt is tempered with the understanding that we've done something here that needs to be replicated elsewhere. And so this is like a foothold in one small part of our piece of paradise, as we used to call it. And I still do. So I think that this is part of a movement that's changing how we treat ourselves in relation to the larger natural world. I think the green burial movement is really, really important beyond just how we recycle ourselves. It stands for how we understand our relationship with the larger natural world. That we're part of it, not apart from it, and Kyle understood that. We used to talk about that all the time. I mean, how can we behave as if we're some kind of super species, completely insulated from all of the rules that every other species has to live by, and we are constantly intervening in natural cycles and changing them for the worse, undermining them sometimes dramatically, like in the sense of climate change, what we've done to our climate system. But that's with all systems that we've gotten, the hydrological cycle, the soil system, the carbon cycle, the nitrogen and phosphorus cycles, all of those cycles that are essential to life, those systems, we're monkeying with them in ways that are actually going to come back to, are already haunting us.
Yep.
So this is one small part of changing that. And I think that because individual human beings all have they have agency over what happens to their body at end of life. I mean, you don't control everything about your life, but there's one thing you can control. If you really want to, you can control what happens to your body when you die. And that can help change and leave a legacy that's very, very different than the one, that was handed to you. Mm-hmm. You can help change things. And so this place stands for that. This is one small part of a much larger movement. Well, I'm proud of how much work they did, and that we did together. It's not a small task to create this. I mean, it was 7 years ago when Cheryl and I did the first presentation to Algonquin Highlands Township Council. 7 years. It was 2 months after Kyle died that we did this. And Environment Halliburton at the time, created a Kyle Moore Green Burial Memorial Fund, and then a working group to encourage townships, because townships control cemeteries under the current scheme. So we went and we did presentations at every township. There was surprisingly little pushback. In fact, what we were amazed by was how personally counselors responded and say, well, that's what we would like for ourselves. Not everybody, but in large measure, the majority said, well, that's the kind of death I would like for myself and to leave that kind of environmental legacy. So we were pleasantly surprised, you know, that in theory, they're all for it.
When it comes to green burials, it's the lack of understanding regarding the process that remains a barrier. Moore says that, along with the existing death industry and cultural norms, limit the growth of green burials. He's hoping that with more information getting out, that will change.
There's a lot of misconceptions about what happens to the human body. I think that's the biggest barrier is that people really haven't been engaged in a conversation about how exactly do we fit in to the larger natural world. You know, so people have this notion about being eaten by worms, for example. I can't tell you how many conversations I've had with people who say, I can't stand the idea of being eaten by worms, so I want to be pumped into the atmosphere. Really? I mean, and there's a whole bunch of cultural things that have built up. I met a lot of people at the home show who they'll say, well, we're a cremation family. It's our tradition. Or that we're a conventional burial family. It's a tradition. We've already bought plots. I mean, there's a whole section laid out, you know, where there's a plot for everybody and everybody in their plot, so to speak. And so they don't want to change. They don't want to take on the idea of confronting a cultural system that's been built up inside their family. So you'll say, you see, you know, people who, you know, they like the idea of green burial, but they don't want to walk away from a cremation. Yeah, I think that's a big barrier. We just view ourselves as being outside of nature, not inside it.
The Halliburton Highlands Green Burial Society will be presenting two information sessions at the Halliburton County Library Friday, July 17th at 11 a.m. at the Dysart branch and Friday, July 24th at 2 p.m. at the Minden Hills branch. For more information about green burials, visit halliburtongreenburial.ca.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.